ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 4 एंटाइटल हिरण्यकशिपु टेररइजेस द यूनिवर्स। Text 37 Nyasta kridana ko balo Nyasta kridana ko balo Jadavat tanmanastaya Jadavat tanmanastaya कृष्ण ग्रह गृहीतात्मा कृष्ण ग्रह गृहीतात्मा न वेद जगदीदृशम् न वेद जगदीदृशम् ट्रांसलेशन। From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was uninterested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on being fully absorbed in the activities of sense gratification. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj is the vivid example of a great person fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 8.274, it is said, Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti Sarvatra hoy nija ishtadeva spurti. A fully Krishna conscious person, although situated in the material world, does not see anything but Krishna anywhere and everywhere. This is a sign of a Mahabhagavat. The Mahabhagavat sees Krishna everywhere because of his attitude of pure love for Krishna. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.38, प्रेमाञ्जनच्छुरितः भक्ति विलोचनेन सन्तः सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति यं श्यामसुन्दरमचिन्त्य गुणस्वरूपम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि। आई वर्शिप द प्राइमेवल लॉर्ड गोविंद हु इज ऑलवेज सीन बाय द डिवोटीज हुज आईज आर अनॉइंटेड विद द पल्प ऑफ लव। He is seen in his eternal form of Shyam Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. An exalted devotee or Mahatma, who is rarely to be seen, remains fully conscious of Krishna and constantly sees the Lord within the core of his heart. It is sometimes said that when one is influenced by evil stars like Saturn, Rahu or Ketu, he cannot make advancement in any prospective activity. In just the opposite way, Prahlad Maharaj was influenced by Krishna, the supreme planet, and thus he could not think of the material world and live without Krishna consciousness. That is a sign of a Mahabhagavat. Even if one is an enemy of Krishna, a Mahabhagavat sees him to be also engaged in Krishna's service. Another crude example is that everything appears yellow to the jaundiced eye. Similarly to a Mahabhagavat, everyone but himself appears to be engaged in Krishna's service. Prahlad Maharaj is the approved Mahabhagavat, the supreme devotee. In the previous verse it was stated that he had a natural attachment, Naisargiki Ratihi. The symptoms of such natural attachment for Krishna are described in this verse. Although Prahlad Maharaj was only a boy, he had no interest in playing. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Viraktir Anyatracha, the symptom of perfect Krishna consciousness is that one loses interest in all material activities. For a small boy to give up a plaything, playing is impossible. But Prahlad Maharaj, being situated in first class devotion service, was always absorbed in a trance of Krishna consciousness. Just as a materialistic person is always absorbed in thoughts of material gain, a Mahabhagavat like Prahlad Maharaj is always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Nyasta kridanako balo jadavat tanmanastaya Krishna graha grihit atma naveda jagadidrisham. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was uninterested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on, being fully absorbed in the activities of sense gratification. So, in these verses, the description of this Mahabhagavata devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, is personally being given by Srila Narada Muni himself. It starts from a few verses back. Yeah, from text 31 onwards. I remember practically every year, when Narsingh Chaturdashi would come, I would realize at least 2 weeks back that Narsingh Chaturdashi is coming, I have to prepare my consciousness for it. And I would start reading from 7th canto. And just by the time I finished about Hiranyakashipu's activities, Narsingh Chaturdashi would come and go. And I would never had the opportunity of reading about transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj or to speak of his teachings. So last year, 15 days back, I started from this particular verse. Chapter 4, Hiranyakashipu terrorized the universe. But I had read enough time how he terrorized the universe. I thought, now I'll read about Prahlad Maharaj. So I started from text 31 of chapter 4 and proceeded. And that year, I spoke a lot about Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, fully being absorbed in that wonderful narration and purports of Srila Prabhupada. So, here, how was he situated is described. Nyasta kridanako balo. Nyasta kridanako, that means he was not absorbed in, he was not engaged in frivolous activities. Generally people, children engaged. Nyasta kridana. Nyasta means has given up. Kridana kaha. Play means basically it's frivolous activity. So, a child who is ignorant of the ultimate goal of life is immediately absorbed in so many kinds of toys. And he wants a lot of entertainment, recreation. Therefore, a lot of sportive activities are engaged by children. And an adult smiles at them. How foolish. How much waste of time. But all the adults are also having their own toys. They are busy playing in their own world, absorbed in sophisticated toys. In terms of a nice car. Sometimes children play home. I am father, you are mother, you are all the children, I'll cook. You come from office, I'll give you food. People play like that. Children play. And then as soon as time is up, they wind up everything. And all the role is changed suddenly. When the father calls or the mother calls for food, all the role play is stopped. Similarly, for a self-realized soul, ya nisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashyato mune. When they watch this universe, naveda jagat idrisham, he couldn't understand how could adults, grown-up people, just be busy playing toys, playing so many roles, and being fully absorbed in it, so much so. And then the call comes from the Supreme Father and they have to wind up everything and go. Of course, for those who are not aware of the Supreme Father, Krishna comes in the form of death. Mrityu sarva harascham. You're forced to wind up everything. So, we look at children and laugh at their playful, frivolous activity, how they are totally absorbed. We can't understand. How can they waste their time? There are so many important things to do. But a self-realized looks at us in the same way. Why are they just in a dreamful state? So here, so Nesta Kridanako Balo Jadavat Tanmanastaya Jadavat. Even Jadabharat is also described like that. Jadavat, as if dumb, dull, lazy, just sitting at one place doing nothing. Even Sukadeva Goswami, while he was walking, is described like that, Jadavat. These people were totally self-realized, 100% self-realized. And therefore, to the external world, they looked as if they were Jadavat. They were absolutely dull from outside, but totally active within. Totally active within. Totally alert within, totally absorbed within, as we were discussing the last time. Prabhupada explains in that purport, what are the difference between a conditioned soul and a self-realized soul? He says three things: activity, absorption, and alertness. A conditioned soul is fully active, always active, but active to sense gratification. Activities of illusion of I am this body and the extensions of the body are mine. And a self-realized soul is also active. Prabhupada explains there is no retirement for a self-realized soul. No question of retirement from active service. But his activities are looks like a dreamy state to a conditioned soul. As much as the activities of the conditioned soul looks like a dreamy state to a self-realized soul. Total opposite. Same thing, but only thing is the object varies. And absorbed. The mind of a conditioned soul is absorbed in Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Fully absorbed. And a self-realized soul is also absorbed. So much absorbed that he is oblivious to the externals. We see sometimes people become so absorbed while watching television, somebody is knocking on the door, milk is boiling over, even the strong smell of burnt milk comes, and still they are not so absorbed. People can become in their job so absorbed that they forget that they have other roles to play in life. And suddenly they are woken up after some major mishap in life. We come to know that somebody has run away, some son has failed, something like that, and then suddenly they wake up from that absorption in their activity which they consider so important. So important. So, absorption of the mind. We find same thing. Only thing is the objects are different. And third is alertness. Both are alert. Jada Bharat was so alert. He was totally externally clumsy, lazy, jadavat, like a dumb man just sitting and doing nothing. But he was 100% alert. He didn't even want to hurt an ant. He was so alert. Because he realized, last time I did it, and I had to pay a big price, 3 lifetimes, for one little mistake of getting attached to a deer. I want to be very careful. No karmic entanglement. So alert, not to get entangled. Similarly, even a conditioned soul is equally alert. Every second, sometimes they forego sleep. Sometimes they forego other sense gratification for a higher sense gratification. So alert they are. In every situation, how I can extract, how I can squeeze out maximum sense gratification out of this time, place and circumstance. They need some excuse to have a celebration. As the devotees need some excuse to have a celebration. Same, they are alert. And then it says, Krishna Graha Grihitatma. Prabhupada explains, Krishna Graha. When especially planetary influence is very strong on some person, nothing works out. And the astrologer says, Abhi wo Shani chal raha hai aapka. Abhi Mangal ka prabhav hai. Kuch Mangal nahi hoga. So, anything prospective you want to do, you can't do. Because the influence of the thing is so strong. Can't do anything else. So similarly, for whom the Krishna Graha comes into influence, he cannot do anything else. Nothing can restrict him from doing that thing which is influenced by the Krishna Graha. As if haunted in a very wonderful way. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami's father. His mother wanted to tie him up with ropes. So he said, Chaitanya Graha Grihitatma. This fellow's planetary influence is now fully influenced by Mahaprabhu. And therefore, such a beautiful wife, Apsara-like wife, wealth like that of Indra, cannot bind him, restrict him from that influence that he has been affected by. What can this ropes made of this coconut fiber do? He's a gone case. Nothing can happen now. Now he just let go. Let him do what he wants. So, Chaitanya Graha Grihitatma. So, Prabhupada explains in the purport to Bhagavad Gita, the sign, basically what is described here are the symptoms of a self-realized soul. Arjuna asks in the Bhagavad Gita, how do I recognize a self-realized soul? Sthitapragyasya ka bhasha? Sthitapragya, pragya means consciousness. a sthita. Sthita means fixed. Fixed in Krishna consciousness. In fact, this word Krishna consciousness was derived from Krishna pragya. Krishna consciousness. Sthita pragya. So, sthita pragyasya ka bhasha samadhisthasya. Samadhi. One who is in samadhi. One who is in total absorption. Both are absorbed, as we said. Nyunam pramattah kurute vikarma yadindriya pritiya apranot. They are also absorbed in samadhi, total samadhi. So, sthita pragyasya ka bhasha samadhisthasya keshava sthita dihi kim prabhasheta kim asita brajeta kim. Arjuna is asking for our benefit. Actually, the second chapter is entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized. In this you will find sambandha gyan, abhidheya gyan and prayojan. Everything. Therefore, this title is very apt. There it is, Contents of the Gita Summarized. You are not the body or the soul. Part of Krishna. And not karma kanda, not all this jnana. You have to do bhakti. And prayojan. What is the benefit of becoming Krishna conscious? What are his activities? How will it actually manifest? Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate sura. Anyone who has devotion to Krishna, all good qualities automatically manifest. Automatically. Just 2 days back we were discussing about being respectful. Somehow, deep in our heart, we have a general disregard or neglect or disrespect to everyone. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, at least in a neophyte stage, we become respectful to the Lord. When we walk into the temple, at least we are conscious Krishna is there in the temple. Therefore, we bow down. We don't put our legs facing the Lord. We don't face our backs facing to the Lord. We are touching everything, all the sacred items, everything in the temple we want to, you know, handle very carefully and delicately. Why? Because we are conscious that this is, the Lord is present here. Everything is belongs to the Lord. All the people here are devotees who are Krishna's people. All the things are Krishna's property. So hopefully, at least within the temple hall, we become Krishna conscious. And therefore, at least within the temple hall, we see our characteristics are of an exalted devotee. Everything we treat with respect, we deal with everyone with respect. But temple threshold is the threshold of all those qualities. As soon as we go out, very difficult to see Krishna within everywhere, all the energy. Immediately. But a devotee of the Lord, who is Uttamadhikari, he sees Krishna everywhere in everything. Andantarastha, Paramanu Chayantarastham. And therefore, he is Krishna conscious. He treats everyone, everything with respect. Because he sees Krishna actually everywhere. That is Sad Achar. We have Siddhanta, wonderful philosophy. But then there is Sadhana. Sadhana means to realize that knowledge from head to heart knowledge. And that manifests as Sad Achar. So by studying the life of a devotee, studying the characteristics of a pure devotee, one knows actually, how do we know who is self-realized? Anyone can claim they are self-realized. So therefore Arjuna is asking, Sita Pragya Se Ka Bhasha, what is the main characteristic, symptom of a devotee? Kim Prabhashita, how does he talk? Kim Asita, how does he sit? Which asana? How does he walk? What is his walking style? Is that superficial? No. He's asking much more deeper. Sitaparagya se ka bhasha. Prabhupada writes in the purport, just as a rich man has certain qualities by which he can immediately recognize the rich man, a diseased man has certain characteristics. By seeing him immediately you can say he is a diseased person. A learned man has certain characteristics. By seeing him you can know, oh, he is very learned. Similarly, a sthitapragya, a man fully Krishna conscious, has certain qualities. Simply by scrutinizingly studying his disposition, his walk, his talk, how does he sit, how does he stand, how does he move about, one can really understand what is Krishna consciousness. So the question that is asked is, most important is, how does he talk? And they say, fool is unrecognized till he opens his mouth. The story of an ass which got the skin of a tiger and he put and started walking into it. Everyone was scared and everyone started offering respects, king of the jungle. Until he saw a she-ass. And then he started opening his mouth. And immediately everyone can see through the external covering. So, Arjuna is asking, sthita pragya se ka bhasha. So we may act like a pure devotee, but our objects of senses come in front of us, then our original nature comes out. You know who is who. So, the first thing he says, what is the general symptom? The first thing he says, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyeva atmana tushtaha sthita pragyastha dochate. The first symptom is, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. All sense gratificatory things concocted by the mind. Manorathena sati dhavato bahi. On a mental platform, there is no end to these kind of things. Whereas, atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. The first characteristic of a self-realized soul, or a sign of advancement in self-realization, is satisfaction within oneself. A person is satisfied in any situation he is put. In the whole world, people are lamenting for which situation they are, or hankering for some other situation. No one is satisfied, because the mind makes people dissatisfied in their situation. They are always looking up at someone who has something I don't have, and hanker and hanker and hanker, out of the mode of passion. Or lament in a mode of ignorance for things that you don't have. So never being satisfied. But a devotee of the Lord knows exactly. Krishna knows exactly what is good for me. He hasn't given me one extra quality which will make me proud. He hasn't given me all that is needed for me to become self-Krishna conscious has been provided. Let me simply use whatever has been given fully, rather than hankering for what I don't have, lamenting for what I may lose or may go away or I don't have. Atmanyeva atmana tushta. Not only within himself, but in every situation that he is put in. Tatenu kampam sushamikshamano bhunjana eva atmakritam. He knows Krishna is in fully control. And every situation is personally tailor-made for me, for my own purification. So he's happy and satisfied. So here we find Prahlad Maharaj, not resisting, not hankering, he is completely satisfied, absorbed within in Krishna. And then, how does he speak? That is described. His speech is not happy, udvigna, and not agitated or disturbed. People who get things, their whole content of their language is They are always claiming, I did this, I did this, I got this, you know, I'm happy. And rest of the others are always blaming situations, blaming people, blaming God, somebody. So their whole content of their speech is either proudly in illusion claiming something, seemingly happy for some time, and blaming rest of the time, someone or something or some situation. But a devotee of the Lord, in every situation, his content, his main content of his speech is always thanking the Lord in all situations. Thank you, my Lord. Very Hrid Vag Vapurbhir Vidadhan Namaste. Hrid, by his heart, by his vak, by his words, and by his vapu, he is always thanking the Lord in all situations. That is his speech. And today the subject matter of how does he sit? How does he restrain himself? How does he restrain himself? Sit doesn't mean, you know, just sitting in one place. Prahlad Maharaj was fully alert and active and absorbed within. Externally nyasta kridanako. Externally he may not be just moving around, jumping around. So how does he sit? And that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Kurumungani va sarvashah. He had withdrawn his senses from external things and focused it within. And enjoying the pleasure within, a higher taste. Tani sarvani sayamya yukta asita matparah vashehi yasya indriyani tasya pragya pratishthita. So how does he sit at one place? Sit at one place means he is fixed. His consciousness is fixed at one place. He may travel all over the world. He may interact. Arjuna was fighting a battle, but he was fixed at one place. He was sitting at one place, at the lotus feet of the Lord. His consciousness was only one thing. How can I please, through this activity, Krishna? Through my words, how can I please Krishna? Through my thoughts, how can I please Krishna? What will please Krishna? So he was sitting at the feet of Krishna, wanting to please Krishna. So therefore, even though he is active, but is actually sitting at one place. Whereas another person whose senses and mind are uncontrolled, he may be sitting at one place, but his mind is active, running all around. He is not sitting at one place. His senses are running all around, wild. His mind is running all around, around the world in 18 days. Running all around. We get a little experience of this when we are sitting for chanting. We are sitting at one place. At least the authorities are satisfied. This fellow is not wandering around. But if we actually look in, that is the time when you can do anything you want, go anywhere around without any interruption. Nobody will disturb you for 1.5 hours. Certified to sit and dream. Only thing is, unless you fall asleep, then you are discovered. People are impressed. Phew, what absorption. But we know, we are absorbed 100%. What is the object of absorption? But a devotee of the Lord, he may be traveling all over, walking all over, but he is fixed. He is sitting at one place. He is unmoved. No one can shake him. Sthita pragya. His consciousness is fixed at one place. In every circumstance. So later, beautiful descriptions of his activities. What is his activity? That is also described in the Gita. What is his activity? He moves according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures. And does not move according to the whimsical desire of the mind and moved by false ego. 99.99% of all our activities are generally motivated. We are also moving around. We are active. But that activity is more motivated by a mental, so many desires within the mind, which makes us move. and or the false ego. But a devotee, when he moves for the pleasure of Krishna. He moves for the to execute the mission of the Lord. Otherwise, he is happy sitting at one place. But it is the rules and regulations of the scriptures which mold his activities. He will not do anything, say anything, speak anything, etc., which is not pleasing to the Lord. And therefore, simply by studying the lives of such great personalities, it's amazing. You don't have to go far back as Prahlad Maharaj. If you just see the life of Srila Prabhupada, thanks to his wonderful disciples who have documented so many wonderful pastimes or interactions that they had with him, and how he responded to a situation, how he responded to a particular circumstance, how he spoke, how he walked, how he talked, how he sat, not just superficially, physically, but a man of fixed consciousness. Simply by studying, we actually know what is real Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, in the name of spirituality, we can easily be distracted. But it's amazing. We have so many books. I'm reminded of Bhurijan Prabhu, my glorious spiritual master. One thing wonderful about that particular book is, he describes a pastime, that interaction that he had with Srila Prabhupada, and immediately gives a purport to it. Just like Giriraj Maharaj watering the seed, he gives a purport. What I understood from this? Bhurijan Prabhu writes very nice one thing. He said, the first time he met Prabhupada, first time he had heard a great devotee, a self-realized person has come. So, when he came, Prabhupada was just going out for a morning walk. So he followed. And they came across a road signal. Hey, you know, road. What do you call it? Chauraha. Crossing in the street. And with signal in the front. And Bhurijan Prabhu, analytical that he is, he was thinking, let's see. How a pure devotee, what he does when the signal is red. The ideal devotee should wait till it turns saffron, from there green. Then only he will go. Will he do that? Or will he be just practical and just, you know, transcendental? That means he will just cross the signal, because this is all a material rules and regulations. I am transcendental. So he will, irrespective of red or green, he will just walk. Irrespective of whether the vehicle is crossing or not. Transcendental to the three modes of nature. Let us see. Is he the ideal person or is he transcendental? So Prabhupada was walking, signal was red, Prabhupada came, looked to the right, there was no vehicle, looked to the left, again looked to the right and crossed the street. He said, this is most practical. Though the signal is red, there are no vehicles, so I crossed. So he knows exactly how to perfectly balance the rules of this world and simultaneously move. Something to that effect. I'm giving my purport also. That I understood. But very beautiful descriptions of how a devotee sees a situation, how a devotee acts. Mahajano yena gata sapantha. It becomes so easy for us if we simply blindly also walk in the footsteps of the great souls. Not imitating them, but following in their footsteps. And that means you should really understand, try to understand as far as possible, why they are doing what they are doing, how they do what they do, and following their footsteps. So by reading these beautiful descriptions of Mahajan, Prahlad is one of the Mahajans. Prabhupada was once speaking about the Mahajan, and one devotee at the end of the class said, Prabhupada, you are the 13th Mahajan, because he was speaking of the 12 Mahajans. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, you are the 14th. If you follow in the footsteps. So, potentially we can also become a Mahajan. Two Mahajans are there, the father and the son. Hiranyakashipu, another Mahajan, for an absolute perfection of conditional life. And another Mahajan, his own son, absolute example of a Krishna conscious devotee. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. 9:15 is the time, right? Hare Krishna.